Dawson. It was a whistle-down production for BBC Radio 3, first broadcast in May last year. In tomorrow night's essay on Edward Lear, the art historian Caroline Arskett considers Lear's skill as an artist. That's tomorrow night here on Radio 3, at the same time, a 10:45.
BBC Radio 3 Opera Guides. From Benjamin Britten to Richard Wagner, an introduction to some of opera's key works from Radio 3's Opera on 3 team.
There is nothing like the opening of Rheingold. You have to almost stop breathing very slowly, E-flat start, from the bottom of the Rhine. And it takes so long before you hear anything else, before a horn joins them. You know you're at the beginning of an epic.
Go online to bbc.co.uk/radio3 to find out more.
We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 on FM. We're on digital radio. You can also listen to us live online in high-definition sound. 11 o'clock and now Lake Junction with Fiona Talkington.
Thank you. The legendary Cuban musician Compay Segundo died 10 years ago last month, aged 95. And that rather wonderful version of Guantanamera gives this new tribute album its title. And with that, hello from me, Fiona Talkington. Welcome to Late Junction. We're here with you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday each week until 12:30. The Christian Valamre Ensemble has got a new album out, and from that here's a meeting of Norwegian and Bengali traditions in a track called Bunadsbangla. Well, there's a creaking gate in that recorded in Bagnone in Italy, and there's some hissing and creaking from Coventry, and the duo Taylor and the Crow did the rest. And Laid Love to Rest is the title, and Taylor and the Crow are the poetical recording names of Cormac Faulkner and Ian Kinsella. You'll find several other worlds they've wrapped their folk tunes up in the album To This I Will Declare. Just before that was a track from a new album from the Christian Valmera Ensemble, which I had a preview of in Italy earlier on this year. The album's called Outstairs, and that was, I suppose, Norway meets Bengal in a track called Bunads Bangla, the bunad being Norway's national costume. Now, the next song's called The Green Linnet. It's a traditional song, the green linnet being Napoleon, and the singer here is Martin Simpson.
Curiosity led a young native of Erin for to view the long banks of the Rhine, where an empress he saw, and the robe that she was wearing all over with bright diamonds did shine. No goddess in splendor was ever yet seen to equal this fair maid, so mild and so serene. In soft murmur she cries, "O my linnet so green, sweet Bonnie, shall I ne'er see you?" The crowned heads of Europe, they were in great splendor, and they swore that they should have you to submit. But the goddess of freedom soon had them to surrender, and they lowered their standards to your wit. Old Frederick's colors to France you did bring, and his offspring sought shelter all under your wing. That year at Vienna you so sweetly did sing, sweet Bonnie, shall I ne'er see you more? Great numbers of men there were eager for to slay you, and their malice you viewed with a smile. their gold through all Europe was sown to betray you, and they joined with the Mamelukes on the Nile. Like ravenous vultures, their vile passions did burn. The orphans they slew and caused the widows to mourn. Oh, but my bony is gone and he never will return. Sweet bony, shall I ne'er see you more? I have roamed through the deserts of wild Abyssinia and could yet find no cure for my pain. I will go and inquire on the Isle of Saint Helena, but soft murmurs whisper 'tis vain. Come tell me, muses, come and tell me in time what nations I must roam my green linnet to find. Was he slain at Waterloo, in France or on the Rhine? No, he's dead on St. Helena's bleak shore.
Thank you. I dreamed a dream the other night. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. I dreamed a dream the other night. Lowlands away. I dreamed I saw my own true love. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. I dreamed I saw my own true love. Lowlands away. I dreamed my love was drowned and dead. Lowlands, lowlands away, my John. I dreamed my love was drowned and dead. Lowlands away.
Definitely love at first hearing for that one for me. Pete, Jamie and Sam sent it to me. That's Pete Shewin, Jamie Doe and Sam Brooks, who go by the name of the Ballina Whalers. And they describe themselves as three musical barnacles clinging to the creaking hull of a musical tradition stretching back over hundreds of years. Whaling ships, lost loves, roaring storms and hardship out at sea. That was their version of the traditional song Lowlands, and they followed the kanun player Abdullah Khade playing Al-Madze from the album Syriana, The Road to Damascus. And first there, a lovely song from Martin Simpson, a song about Napoleon, the Green Linnet. So now, rest a while. This is Ligeti and the haunting second movement from his violin concerto. Frank-Peter Zimmermann with the Asker Ensemble and the Schoenberg Ensemble, all conducted by Reinbert de Leo.
Thank you. Sleep with closed eyes. Your prophecies won't be fulfilled tonight. When you think of fallen skies, remember there are a million ways to die. Don't be afraid.
it's just as well. You can't keep the sky from falling anyway. So go to sleep with closed eyes. Your prophecies won't be fulfilled tonight.
Well, at last, Onna Brunn has put together a retrospective compilation, a double album, in fact, so fans from more recent years can hear some of the really great songs from a while back. That was called Lullaby for Grown-Ups. I like that one. And it followed the second movement from Ligeti's Violin Concerto with Frank-Peter Zimmermann, a soloist, and the Asko and Schoenberg ensembles conducted by Reinbert de Leo. You're listening to Late Junction, BBC Radio 3, if you'd like to get in touch. Our email address is late.junction@bbc.co.uk, and you can find us lurking on Twitter as well. Well, if you could put a year on that, I wonder if you'd say 1961. That was when it was first released, H.P. Barnum's Lost Love, described by one critic as Duke Joint Blues. The Icelandic pianist Sunna Gunnlaugs has got a new album out with her trio. Joining her are Thorgrimur Jonsson on bass and Scott McLemore on drums in Sunna's composition called Memento, which she says is all about her desire to explore South America.
Thank you. dressed all in their black leathers. Shysters, the takers, the slick, slimy bakers, they got cold blood in their pockets. Blades in the rye, and they're buying their highs down Rafal. Candied women. Sullen, she offers love, he only shrugs. She loves for the money, but mostly it's the drugs. It's only a job down on Rough House. Make a switchblade. You take the acid, you take the alcohol, and you mix them up what they call a switchblade. All of his sentences become arguments. And he sits at the bar and he watches for you. He keeps a gun in his car and he's waiting for you down on Rough Isle. Rough House is burning down, but it's rebuilt again by dawn. Rough House is burning down, but it's rebuilt again by. Down on Rough Isle, down on Rough Isle, down on Rough
I love the heaviness, the hot afternoon languor of that song. It's called Rough House by the Kidney Brothers, Bob and Jack Kidney, which you'll find on their dark, bluesy album called Cold Tattoo. And before that, Memento from the Sunna Gunnlaugs Trio with Sunna on piano, Thorgrimur Jonsson on bass and Scott McLemore on drums. Now to really brilliant instrumentalists coming up. First of all, the Swedish fiddler extraordinaire Mats Edén, and then mandolinist Chris Teeley.
Thank you. Ala na wa ho, nanga na wa ho, asusula we, nyambe na wa ho, asusula. Ala na wa ho, nanga na wa ho, nyambe na wa we, asusula we, asusula.
Nangana wahu, miambe na wahu.
Beautiful song, the wonderfully rich voice of Lala Njava lamenting the problems of polygamy in Madagascar. Lala joined on that track by another brilliant instrumentalist, the accordionist Regis Jezavo. And before that, Chris Teeley playing Bach from his recent wonderful Bach album, The Presto from the Sonata No. 1, and Swedish fiddler Mats Odén Festival with one of his own compositions. Now, Ashraf Sharif Khan Pushwala is a sitar player from Pakistan who comes from a long line of musicians dedicated to keeping the Pakistani traditions alive. This is Jai Jai Avanti, a nighttime rag from Summertime. The tabla player is Shahbaz Hussain.
Thank you.
Jai Jai Vanti, played by the sitar player Ashraf Sharif Khan Punchwala, with Shahbaz Hussain on tabla, a summer night rag dating back to the 14th century. And to end Late Junction tonight, we're back in Italy. This is part of a performance from a piazza in Umbria, given by former Mouse on Mars member Jan Sanctvenner. And we're right there in the piazza. Cafe sounds, church bells, a traditional band and a flute orchestra. And I'll be back at the same time tomorrow night, 11 o'clock. Hope you can join me then. Good night.
the melody with a string.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another edition of Through the Night on BBC Radio 3. I'm starting today with a visit to one of the most remarkable of concert halls, the Palau de la Música in Barcelona. Do have a look online for some photos of its extraordinary interior, complete with stained glass and other examples of Catalan modernism. Well, in May 2012, it welcomed the Fauré Quartet to play piano quartets by Mahler and Brahms, as well as their namesake French composer. And if you're surprised to hear Mahler's name in that list, well, yes, he didn't write much chamber music, but here's the one surviving movement of a piano quartet in A minor, which Mahler composed as a 16-year-old student.